Hi. Okay, so the first software I'm going to talk about is the Adobe Acrobat Online OCR Conversion Utility. I'm going to talk about this one very briefly because it's quite simple. All you have to do is send your Word document or text file as an email to the website that's provided on your CD, and the website will send you back a PDF of your document through an email. If you'd like more information, again, it's on our conference CD. The next program I'm going to talk about is the Aldo Magnifier. This is the magnifier that Catherine was talking about just a couple moments ago. It's a very basic screen magnifier, but it magnifies the screen up to 8 times, and it tends to work with many different types of software that don't provide magnification on its own. It tends to work well because a lot of the time when you download a screen magnifier, you can't actually click on the buttons with the magnifier. You can just view it. With this one, you can. So it's quite useful in that respect. It's very good as an addition to many different types of programs. The first one I'm going to talk about that it's a great addition to is something called Balabolka. Balabolka is a text-to-speech software that was originally created for people with learning disabilities. But it can be useful in many different ways. One of its main features is that it can convert any type of document, Microsoft Word, PDF, text file, anything into an MP3 or WAV format. So all you have to do is open up the program and you can convert it to a portable audio format. So you can listen onto your MP3 player, your iPod, or anything. And it also has a variety of different voices that you can use. If you have other voices already installed on your computer, it'll just pick them up and you can choose whichever one you want. It could also be used as a word processor. It has different dictionaries for different languages. The interface can be changed to a variety of languages. And it's quite useful, and it's totally free. You don't have to pay a cent for it. The next program I'm going to talk about is something called DSpeech. DSpeech is also a text-to-speech software, and it can convert PDF and Word documents into MP3 or WAV format. It also says it has the capability to record speech and also have speech recognition capabilities. We tested it out, but we didn't spend a lot of time on it, so we couldn't get it to work, although the program should have it. So I guess with more testing, it should be able to work. It also can pick up many other voices you have on your computer and can make all your text audio. It has a weird way of downloading it, so you can either do it in two ways. One way is to download the program straight into your program files on your computer. Otherwise, there's a second way that's on our CD that you can just take a look at. A program I'm going to go over very, very quickly is something called RapidSet. It's just a very simple utility that lets users quickly and easily change the background and the font colors of their systems without having to go to the control panel. You can change the background of the screen, the font, and it'll work in Microsoft Word documents, email, everything. So it's quite good. Another program that we have that I'm not going to talk about because it's on our YouTube channel is the basic text-to-speech software called Read Please.
Read what?
Read Please.
Read
Please.
Free.
Yeah, it's also totally free. If you'd like to see it, we have a demo and...
R-E-A-D-P-L-E-A-S-E.
Anyway, if you'd like to see the demo and to learn more about it, you can either go on our YouTube channel, AdaptEgg Research, or it's on the conference CD. The last free software I'm going to talk about is something called Speakonia. It's a very, very basic text-to-speech program that can convert files into WAV audio format. It doesn't convert PDF, but it can do any text or Word file. It's just very, very easy to use. The interface is quite easy, especially with the Aldo magnifier. You can just click on it. It takes less than a minute. Now I'm going to start talking about the inexpensive to moderately priced software. The first one I'm going to talk about is something called iZoom. And it's similar to ZoomText. Has anyone here heard of ZoomText?
Yes. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so you know that ZoomText is quite expensive. iZoom is very nice because it does almost the same thing as Zoom Text. It can magnify the screen up to 36 times. It can read the screen out for you. But it's only $299 for one license. So that's like less than half the cost of Zoom Text. It also comes on a portable USB version, which our own Rosie Accuri here has tested out. And you can plug it in any computer, and it doesn't have to download any files. You don't need any administrator privileges, and you can just plug it in and use it. So you can go to a library, a school, or any public computer, and you can use it anywhere, as long as it's Windows. iZoom, it's spelled I-Z-O-O-M. Now I'm going to talk about another OCR program called OmniPage. It's also on our YouTube channel, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it. If you'd like to see how it works, the demo, and learn more, you can go to our YouTube channel again. And it's also on your handout CD. Another program that's quite useful is something called Text-to-Audio. This program is... it's quite hard to see, so it's very useful to use the Aldo magnifier. But what it does is it can convert PDF files and Word files into MP3 format. What else also it can do, it can OCR a PDF, open it up in a word processor. You can edit it. You can change the format of the text. You can change the words. You can do whatever you want. And then you can save it as a Word document, not a text file, as a Word document. And then you can turn that into an MP3 or a WAV file, and you can listen to it on the go.
Audacity can turn any kind of voice input into MP3, but these are screen reading software. And as you know, instead of it taking 2 hours, which is how long it would take to listen to, say, a book chapter, Text-to-audio will do it in about 30 seconds, whereas Audacity will take the full 2 hours. All of these programs have multiple languages and multiple speakers within each language, so you're not going to get an Anglo voice reading a Francophone text.
The last program on the list is called Text Aloud. It's also on our YouTube channel, so the demo is there. It's also a text-to-speech program that allows users to obtain speech output for text documents and save them in audio format. If you'd like to see our demo or find out more, you can check it out on our conference CD or on our YouTube channel. And it's only $30, and it has a free trial for 20 days from the website. And does anybody have any questions for the whole gang of us?
Can you hold on, please? The mic will go around.